What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Talking Yanks. We have a very nice interview with Phil Hughes today. You might know him. He played baseball, tossed the pill a little bit for the Yanks. I don't want to waste too much of your time before we go into the interview. I just wanted to let you know, Phil Hughes sent a Sprinter van to San Diego for us, drove us 2 hours in traffic to his house in Laguna Hills. Phil and I did a baseball card opening video on YouTube for his YouTube channel. Then we sat down at a table outside of his house to record the interview and realized we forgot to bring the mics from winter meetings. So the audio isn't perfect. We tried to make do as best we can. We were outside and you can hear the Sprinter van humming in the background at times. It's not terrible. It's not the best. I apologize. I don't want to waste any more of your time. Enjoy the interview. I just want to let you know that before you get into it. Have fun. This is Phil Hughes, former New York Yankee.
What's up, everyone? We are here in Laguna Beach with Phil Hughes, ex-MLB player, now YouTuber, just like us. We're colleagues.
Yes.
Peers.
We use that joke when I sit down
with media entrepreneurs.
Yeah, when I sit down with CeCe as well. It's the same joke. Yeah. We're two podcasters just hanging out.
Yep.
He's welcomed us to his house. We did a video on pulling carts. Phil's pull. So go watch that on YouTube. Now we're going to ask him some questions.
Are you full ex-MLB?
Well,
are you twirling it at all?
I haven't given like the... you know how like Twitter will only allow you to do so many characters?
Yeah.
And so guys, when they announce their retirement, they go on the notes and put it up. I haven't gone to that level
yet. Well,
your official thank you. You want him to draw?
Well, dude, it's also kind of got to be tempting as like the technology and stuff gets better. That like I don't know, you let the arm breathe for a little bit and hop in one of those labs and be like spin rate, okay.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm holding on to. Because I'm only 33, but I had two pretty, you know, I wouldn't say devastating, but pretty serious arm, you know, surgeries. And so it's kind of been tough to decide, like, is this it for me, or should I, you know, kind of, you know, see if my arm feels good in a year and figure it out. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And in the meantime, I'm opening cards like an
idiot.
Pulling
cards, bro.
And you know, just had a little baby boy.
Yeah,
so
congrats on that.
Thank you. Yeah, so we're excited about that. And it's a nice time to be home and kind of hang out with the family and do a lot of things I couldn't do over the last, you know, 15 years.
Yeah,
of,
have a life.
Yeah.
So. And this ain't a bad place to do it either, by the way.
My favorite, like, Derek Jeter thing. Not my favorite Derek Jeter thing. I like the World Series.
Yeah.
When he finally retired, he said no to everything. They're like, hey, can you come to this, like, ceremony? And he was like, no. I haven't able to do my own schedule for 20 years.
Yeah.
Even then, he was 18. So, like, he had never had his own time. And I was like, that's crazy. Because baseball is a grind. Like, we just cover it from our couch. And even that, we're like, fuck, this is a grind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to put Phil's pulls unders, but, like, what you're saying is, like, when you're a pro athlete, I mean, you've got things laid out. You've got your off-season throwing program. And then once you're in the grind of a baseball season, like, we got tired just, like, covering the Yankees. Like, they went on West Coast trip, and we were like, fuck.
Yeah, staying up late, watching games,
so
see if there's anything to cover. Yeah.
Are you enjoying this? Are you like... yeah, I'll throw on the Rangers game, and like I'm just chilling. Or is there a little bit that, I don't know, you're so used
so
to that?
So for sports, fantasy football is my 1A.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard about the league you're in. It's
funny. Yeah.
First weekend of playoffs?
Started the league.
Yeah, and I didn't make playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm pretty upset about that. But and my team wasn't.
How's Schwartzen doing? I heard his team's terrible this year.
No, he made the playoffs. Oh, he's going to lose, though.
So. Okay.
He's going to lose.
Suck it.
Yeah, who else is in the league? Moustakas, Hosmer.
Like Flaherty?
Plouf.
Flaherty,
Plouf,
Corbin.
And Flaherty run their team together.
Yeah.
That's
we were with
Plouf. The only reason why Flaherty's in the league is because Plouf decided he didn't want to be in the 5K buy-in all by himself.
Wow.
So he split it with Flaherty. So
shots fired.
We give him shit about that. a couple tennis guys. Marty Fish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's
a good league. It's fun.
You want to do not fun league, but fun league, do baseball. It's as grind as playing baseball.
Oh, my gosh. But then you got to set the lineups, like, every week. And in baseball, it's, like, forever.
It's a lot.
We were roto, in like, is it a roto or is it head-to-head?
Head-to-head. 12. We did 12 categories for a while. We did 22 categories for a while.
Yeah.
So I always had you. In 2010,
I always had you.
Yeah. No, you didn't. Because I couldn't put away my Yankee fan. Dramatic.
Yes, dude, it happens. But like, I pick Chargers every year.
In 2010, I went all Yankees. I was in seventh place. I traded. So I literally, whatever Joe put as the lineup in the starting pitcher, that was my team, and I made it to the semifinals. Mm-hmm. Jake and I tied. He won because he was the home team, and that's bullshit.
Better record.
That's awful.
Regular season, better record.
That's the worst. I mean, we had a four-way tie to get in the playoffs, and it came down to points. It's like, you hate to see it go like that, but there's no good system. But as I was saying, fantasy football, hockey, and then during baseball season, I'll put a game on every now and then just to see what... as my wife starts her car up and drives
away.
She saw what was going on.
Yeah.
she pulled up. Nope.
Baby needs a nap. Okay, we'll just be driving now.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. We should talk the polls a little bit on here, right? Because, I mean, we're going to be posting different
videos. How'd I do? Give me an honest review.
Oh, bad.
Well, you didn't open any of the cards on camera. Yeah. So that's really a minus one.
Yeah. I corrected it once I was told. Yeah. So directing minus one.
Okay. But as a guy that has a history or you're a film guy, right?
Yeah.
So you should know where the camera's looking.
I was in deep. I was looking at the cards. I was reading the
book. Were you feeling pressure? Your first
not pulls. Until he told me how dumb I was being. I thought I was nailing it.
So
I'm killing it.
That's the hard part is like you want to look at the cards, you want to absorb the information and give out the information, but at the same time you have to make sure that they're
viewable
for the audience. It's not easy.
Like, you know what the other thing is? Your internal clock. You have that timer.
Yeah.
Our content is 1 minute, 2 minutes, or an hour.
Right.
So that's the only time frames I know. So like that was long form.
Yeah.
For me. I was like, let's go.
Yeah.
Banter.
No, Jake as it was approaching 15, 20 minutes, I was shut up.
We got to wrap this up.
Boy, we don't care.
I was about to like go into the stats on the back and be like, look, you only had to stop doing that.
I don't care.
I mean, you guys are more than welcome to hang out for dinner.
Kevin Brown's four starts and for Texas.
No, I want to ask some baseball questions, then I want to ask just food questions and your life questions.
Yeah.
But you came
up. Thanks for the burrito.
Yeah,
that's delicious.
I didn't know you were bringing the cameraman, so I only.
I was a little too hungover to eat a full burrito on a car ride.
All right, good. Yeah,
you come up. I asked Jake this the other day when you came up with the Yankees. It was you, Ian Kennedy, Jabba, right? And in 2008, like these are the guys we're going with. Were you looking around and like, what the fuck? Because the Yankees never brought up guys like Gardner's. Like I didn't think I'd ever be a Yankee because they trade everyone,
mm-hmm.
and they still. That's like one of the only years they did that with like the three rookies.
Yeah,
is that crazy?
Yeah, I mean they kind of stuck with their motto of like, hey, we got these guys and they're going to be our dudes,
mm-hmm.
and we're not going to trade them for Santana. We're not going to trade them for Miguel Cabrera, and you know we all kind of had so Yankee careers. You know, like I. You know, was there for the World Series, bullpen, you know, all-star as a starter, but for the most part, you know, I was there for, what, 6-7 years, and you ask a lot of Yankee fans, you know, how they feel about it now, and they'd be like, yeah, he's okay. And then with
you were a big part of the 09 run.
Right.
And my 09 fantasy team when I put you in the pen. Got those holes.
Those are two rings.
It's kind of how you weigh things,
those are
right?
Two rings.
Like, what? Oh, dude, we forgot to give you the ring for the video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Well, but we'll back in the lab. Got it.
Another half-hour video.
Did you... I feel like a lot of starting pitchers hate the bullpen. Were you okay with the bullpen?
I took to it.
Yeah?
I took to it pretty well, yeah. I was so thrilled to not be going to AAA.
Right.
Okay. So that was kind of my thing. Most guys that get sent down to the pen, it's like, oh, you know, he's not doing so great, but he's on a guaranteed contract, so we can't send him to AAA.
Right.
And so they're bitter when they go to the pen. For me, it was like I had options. I could be sent down.
Yeah.
And so for me, I was like, Girardi called me in his office. I'm like, I know what this is about. And it was like, hey, you know, you've done a good job. It was the year I think Chimmy Long was coming back from a shoulder thing.
Yeah.
And he was ready to come back, and so they were like, hey, you know, you're the odd man out, but we're going to put you in the bullpen. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I don't want any more AAA, meals after
Did you feel like it was – I mean, did you enjoy the fact that, like, you're only going to see that batter once and could you, like, turn the knob up a little further?
Sure. Yeah. Everybody's like most starters, they're kind of – groomed to be able to withstand I mean, now it's like four innings, but back then it was like six, seven, eight innings. And so, you know, for me, it was like, okay, I have to get three guys out. Like, I'm going to let my shit hang out and throw as hard as I can. You know,
did you go to the bullpen and you were like, where's Mo? Where's Mo? And then he was sleeping. And you're like, oh, we can sleep in. And then only Mo can sleep during games.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Everybody was down there like for the national anthem, like, you know, do all this. And then Mo scrolls down in the sixth inning.
Awesome.
But he deserved it.
After the 09 win, Kim Jones in the presser, or Susan Waldman actually, asked you like, hey, you were a big part of this. And you were like, downplayed it. Do you feel different now?
Well,
because I hope you do.
I mean, I've always played, tried to be a pretty humble guy.
Yeah, and I get that, but...
And I didn't have the best playoffs. And everybody brings that up, like, you know, on Twitter, which is...
He had you on every team. Well,
We've already come too close to touching hands in our card opening video.
Was there hand contact in the video?
No, I was steering.
That's why he wasn't opening cards on camera.
This guy's cool over here.
But no, I didn't have the best playoffs, and even though my regular season, you know, kind of, I won't self-admit it, but
it was dominant.
Stabilized the bullpen.
Yeah,
you know, you found an eighth inning guy that could get the ball to Mo. You know, a lot of people look back and they're like, "Oh, but his playoff sucks. He didn't have anything to do with it." And I kind of felt that way when we won the World Series. I was like, "Well, you know, yeah, it's cool. I had a good year, but." We won the World Series, and I didn't really contribute much to that part. But
the other Phil was in the celebration going crazy, and he like, didn't even pitch. Coke. That was the line.
He's trying to make a comeback.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to knock Phil Coke, but it was just a funny line. Like, on that broadcast, was it Flash? Like, always the guy that does the least and celebrates the most, and it just cuts the Coke. I'm like, this is mean.
I get that.
There's always those weird guys who are like, you know, September call-ups that – you know, pinch run and they get a ring.
Oh,
it's like, how do you feel about that after? You know, it's like, you don't value it as much as a guy like, you know, A-Rod who played his whole career and that was his lone ring,
or,
you know,
CC
or,
like,
you know, pitched his
last
tail off and that was the only ring he got. So it's weird, you know.
When,
and then the ushers in the stands get a ring too. So it's like,
That is kind of weird. Phil Koch also, I don't know, this is what we were told, that he got fined in kangaroo court because he always pointed for a thing. That 09 team did kangaroo court, and like, they've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
Mo was the judge wearing like a mop as a a wig. Did you get fined for anything?
I didn't get fined for anything, but
did you fine anyone?
Phil Koch, I can't remember if I did or not, but the Phil Koch was funny. Yeah, he would always point to every fly ball, and I think it was Joey Gallo hit just an absolute bomb. In Texas,
guys got it.
He pointed up to it and it, like, almost went out of the stadium. It's like, that's a fine.
Pay up.
Like Granderson was like, "Yeah, I see that it's in the air.
Thank
what
you
do you want
me
to do?"
I mean, you mentioned the guys from the fantasy league. Who are your like your dudes from the Yankees? Like, who is your crew?
CC, Gardy, A-Rod.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Guys.
Bang up crew.
Those are my guys.
Yeah.
You downgraded.
It's a gated neighborhood, I'm thinking. I'm not too worried about you guys getting back
in. Sneaky.
No,
he's got his credentials.
Not valid. CeCe's awesome. I don't know if you guys have had any interaction with him. I'm sure you have. But he's a great dude. Gardy, awesome. We all keep in touch. And A-Rod, who kind of didn't set himself up for success from a media perspective.
Now he's...
And now he's, you know...
King of the world. Man.
Yeah, kind of doing whatever he wants and dancing with the stars with A-Rod and
his
with J-Lo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, everything else, so...
When you were pitching, right? That's when this whole... The Jabba rules. And you kind of got some of that, too. But that was such a new era. And also, Jabba was fist pumping and people were so mad. Like, you... That... Those years, that late 08 to like 010, that's how it is. That was like a transition for baseball and like the pitch limit and all that shit.
Yeah.
Were you annoyed by that? Were you affected by it? Like Jabba, they tossed around.
I mean, the only really instance where it came up was, well, it didn't help that I was put in the bullpen. I mean, it was awesome that I was put in the bullpen because I didn't have to go to AAA and I won a World Series, which is cool.
And you were really good at it.
And then it was like, okay, well, now what? And it's like, okay, well, he's going to be a starter in 2010. But he only pitched 80 innings, so we got to limit his innings. I think it was more than that because I started a little bit. So it might have been closer to like 100 innings. But still, it wasn't like a full workload for a starter.
Jabba was weird. Four-inning starts and a three-inning start and then bullpen.
So for him, he kind of – they were like, you know, really limited the innings of his starts. For me, they like let me go wild in the first half and then kind of cut me back in the second half. And my second half slumped. And it's a hard thing. Like – and I never blame Cashman for any of this because they're in a really tough situation there. The Oakland A's can go and develop pitchers because I can say this now that I'm not playing. Nobody cares. Like they can go and be terrible for 3 years and develop these guys and then go and make a playoff run. The Yankees can't.
No, they can't.
Like be like, hey, we're gonna
be bad.
We're gonna develop for a little while.
They were going to do it in 16 when they traded McCann and everything, and then they got so not lucky because they had him. They knew they had him, but with Judge and Gary came up, and then 17 was supposed to be like no expectations. We may not make the playoffs, and then Judge hits 52 home runs, and Severino's a fucking stud, and they're like, rebuild over, we're good again. Well, that lasted a month,
right? And they lucked out with that.
But yeah,
a lot of teams don't get that production out of young guys,
and Yankee fans wouldn't take to it,
right?
In 08, first time not making the playoffs, was that a weird vibe? Like Jeter's first time not making the playoffs.
Well, yeah, it was a weird vibe. They went out and spent like what $200 million to make sure it didn't happen again.
Yeah.
So
I've got a baseball question, and I think we'll start doing like silly shit. That's kind of our niche. A big talk that I've been getting in the weeds with online.
You're there with the hand stuff.
This is the A-Rod hand.
Yeah.
Not Phil.
Yeah. It's not the Trevor Plouffe diamond.
Yeah,
it's close.
Wow, that's good. Okay.
Plouffe's, he's trademarked the diamond.
Okay.
So that's beware. You're going to get a strike on YouTube if you ever talk.
That's pretty good. The big thing, Jeter's going into the Hall of Fame this year. We'll stop talking Jeter, too. The new analytics thing is that he was like a bad shortstop. And he got old. Not a lot of shortstops get old. And I think there's something there, and that's fine. But like, young Jeter, I mean, we all have the image of the jump throw and fucking Jeter. Like, I'm not telling you to say Jeter was a bad defensive shortstop because that would the
Oakland A's fans are mad at you. Do you hate the revisionist history that's going on with these players? Is that basically the crux of this question?
A little bit.
I do too. And is it Ottavino that said that he would strike out Babe Ruth?
Yeah.
Of course he would.
Yeah.
Any of us would.
But if Babe Ruth...
I haven't picked up a ball in 6 months, I'd strike out Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah. If Babe Ruth lived now...
But Babe Ruth was a different player in a different era, and he was great.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think you can take that away from him.
Yeah.
But baseball was just different, you know?
Yeah.
Our guys from 10 years from now, and everybody's 6'8", you know, because they're all on... Sorry.
Wow, short guy.
You know, I mean, relievers all throw 100 now.
Yeah,
you know they're gonna. Dude, that's nuts. You know, guys are bigger, stronger, faster. Does that mean that Babe Ruth was bad? No, he was the best player of his time. So I don't like the revisionist history because I feel like it discredits what guys did.
It's just dumb. Yeah. I mean, he got 5 gold gloves and like, okay, maybe he's not that elite, but like Jeter could field, like he was athletic.
Is he Anderson Simmons? No. But he was the best of his time.
Neither.
You and Posada ever get any fights?
No fights.
He's a fiery dude.
Disagreements.
Yeah.
No fights.
You ever hear stories of him and El Duque fighting and then going and playing together?
Yeah, no, I mean these guys are competitive. We touched on it in the card opening about Pettit, you know. He's a guy that doesn't cuss and he would try. He would say crap. He would bleep himself. You know,
bleep it.
Yeah,
come on. Andy.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that was a very fiery, competitive era for the Yankees, and it paid off.
Yeah.
I mean, all those guys had it. You know, they had that competitive edge, and
I almost beat up a guy during your second start of your career. So I was so excited.
In Texas? Did you fly down?
No. I was in Livermore, California. DVR was the only way. Twitter didn't. You couldn't follow a game if you weren't in front of your TV then, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I DVR'd the game. So all excited. The next Roger Clemens was, which is fucked up that they kept saying that about you. Yeah.
I think it made the same thing, man. It's like, oh.
Anyway, so like I DVR'd the game, going to my little brother's Little League game. And I'm in California. It was not a Yankee fan, so I don't have to worry about it. This guy comes up to me and goes, he's got a no-hitter going. I was like, oh, I'm going to fucking kill you. So I drove home, left the Little League and I drove home and just like skipped all the way up. But then it ended. You still have like a no hitter.
I threw a no hitter in my second start.
Yeah.
I didn't throw a 9-inning no hitter.
No,
you threw. But I threw a no hitter. Yeah, there was no hits.
That must have been crazy or devastating or whatever.
Yeah. How did you deal with that? Yeah, I've said this in a couple interviews since. I feel like I was never the same.
Well, you couldn't plant, that. Right?
Yeah, because I was my front leg would like hyperextend.
Yeah,
like how I used to throw, and
you know, like how you know how those
Verlander.
I'm going to explain it to Jake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you know how
you know what you're talking about,
Jake. Some pitchers hyperextend and their knee goes like backwards a little bit.
Yeah,
so then Phil had to just plant and pitch.
Yeah, and had like a little bent leg.
Yeah, so the last.
You know, I'm a Yankees fan too.
No, you're dumb. I knew everything.
Okay, yeah, it's fair.
So the last game you ever played, being able to hyperextend, no hitter.
That was it.
Yeah. So what if?
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still had some good years after that. Like, I wasn't, you know.
No, it didn't completely change you, but you were probably doing that delivery for your whole life.
Right. And then, like, something subconsciously would not allow me to do that
anymore. Oh, your body was just like, nope, we don't do that anymore.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing.
But,
Did Mo ever try to teach you his cutter, or did you ever try to.
Well, I asked him about it.
Yeah. Because like that's like every
he got a lot of shit for trying to tell in the All-Star game. He would like he would show guys his grips and stuff, and Yankee fans were like, "Whoa,
yeah,
you know, you're gonna tell him the best pitch in baseball." And it's like, well, nobody throws it like he does.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like
because they say it's that's always makes me laugh. Cause like that's just naturally how the ball comes out of his hand. It's like, well, then why is he telling? Like, how can he teach it to other people?
Yeah.
Right?
Like Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, he would show him his grip and stuff, but it'd be like if I was like, "Hey, throw 95." Like, that's all I have to do.
We'll do
like,
that later. Get up there.
Wasn't he a freak? Like, didn't he have, like, the highest... They did... His last year, they did the highest vertical, and I think he still had it or something like that.
Mariano?
That dude's,
Yeah, no, he was a good athlete.
That dude's not right.
He was a great athlete.
That dude's not right at all.
You're into cooking as well as pulling cards.
Mm-hmm.
If,
made you guys some breakfast burritos for
they're
the
good. They're really good. If we have a video to Jake's first bite.
We can show you.
Nice.
You're cooking for the Yankees of 2009, 2010, 2011.
Okay.
Who are you excited to give like your dish to, and who are you going to put in front of? And they're like, they're not going to fucking appreciate this.
Teixeira would be my favorite because he's into that stuff.
Well, he was a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for every game, guys.
Yeah, Jeter was too.
Yeah. Would you put pickles on it for him? You think they'd like that?
Dude, that's a great sandwich. I have to send you guys off.
You were
You
were banging the table on that a while, and you kind
of. Well, I thought like he's probably getting fucking sick of people sending him pictures of their. You would retweet some, Phil, and I was like, Phil doesn't think that looks good. Phil doesn't like that one because that looks like shit.
No, it looks terrible. Yeah. A lot of them look so bad.
Yeah,
I'm actually gonna do a video on how to properly make it because I see these ones where they're like Wonder Bread and it's all smush and they don't even toast it.
Yeah, you're I think I was with Jake and I was like, dude, Phil's getting sick of retweeting these bad sandwiches.
Content.
Yeah. No, I mean it's all about hashtag content.
Yeah. I'm interested to try it. I haven't tried it. My girlfriend loves pickles.
I'll send you guys on the drive down.
I'll make him for her. Right, so Tex is good.
Tex would appreciate it. He likes that stuff, you know, Michelin stars, all that. Who wouldn't appreciate it? Probably CeCe.
Yeah.
Yeah. He told the story. He went with his wife to Napa and they ate at the French Laundry, which is like iconic three star Michelin restaurant in the U.S. It was fine. I was hungry when we left. We got McDonald's. So I was like, all right. You know, teach their own. You know.
Who had, was the Yankees food in the clubhouse much better than Twins?
Yes.
Yes. As well as everything else about
ask any player, and the best food on the road is going to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And that's the visiting clubhouse.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine what it's like on the home side.
Was it like cafeteria style? Like Tuesdays are spicy chicken? Or is it
kind of
starting pitcher requested or
no, it was kind of a rotation.
Okay. So what was your favorite?
Yeah, what was
yeah,
the
so
guy?
So Robbie Cucuzza, who runs the home side over there, I think he still does. He does, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah, so he'd kind of get in a rotation where it was like, you know, pregame, when everybody got there, like Chipotle was there. And, but it wasn't like, oh, we catered Chipotle. It was like they had cooks there making Chipotle. And that was like Monday. And then, you know, Tuesday was another restaurant and they would be there. And that wasn't even pregame meal. That was just like
there.
When you got there too.
Yeah. Damn.
And then pregame meal was all in-house catered, typically like a chicken, a fish, a beef. vegetable sides. I mean, it was nuts.
It's awesome. Yeah. What was your game day meal? Did you stay light?
Yeah, I try to stay light. So I get those like bubble guts a little bit.
Yeah.
Were you a don't talk to me or were you?
No, I was just fine. Don't be weird? I tried to take the edge off by acting normal.
Okay.
Because that was my thing. I'd be like,
yeah. There's same. That one.
I don't want to like sit there and be like, oh, you know.
You demanded the pregame interview. Was that you?
With Kim I told Jones? People not to be weird. Like, yeah, don't treat right. me differently because I'm starting that day as opposed to not. Because
man, I think it was you. Like, with Kim Jones, it was like you did a pregame interview and you pitched really well, and then you guys just did it before
every start one season. Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like, well, we need to do the Phil talk.
Right, yeah. Pitched no, well. I love Kim. She was great. But it was one of those things where it was like, I don't want my one day out of every five to be...
It was Arnie.
There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want that to be super weird because then I'm going to treat it differently.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be as relaxed. I want to treat every day the same, and kind of go into every start feeling normal. But that was kind of my deal.
Do you see what the Minnesota Twins were doing during the season with the sound stuff, the PA? I don't know if they did that when you were there.
People were saying it was really loud.
They were blaring techno music in between pitches, only when the Yankees were on the mound.
They were going like NBA style.
And then they were playing New York, New York after every time a Yankee player struck out. It was very like a meme of a PA system.
Yeah, I didn't, that stuff I mean, I didn't hear it in person, so I could, because on TV it's kind of hard. Like everybody's like, oh, you know, it's
but if you're on the mound and another stadium's doing that to you, are you like a clear the mechanism, that shit's not going to bother me, or you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Well, I mean, it was never like during a pitch. It was
But Chapman was like visibly like, what the fuck's going on? Because he would throw the pitch as soon as it was caught. It's like boom, 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 boom. Then he'd like get set and stop.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Music plays in between pitches, between at bats. I mean, are you gonna, you know, unless MLB like starts regulating, like, hey, you can only use this, you know, amount of volume, and it has to stop at this time and start at this time. You know, that's gonna happen.
Would you check?
I mean, they try to you know do anything they can to finally beat the Yankees, right?
Would you check the scoreboard for miles per hour when you were starting?
Oh, yeah. Everybody does.
Everyone does?
Yeah. Everybody that tells
you they're not a starter. Are those guns juiced?
No.
No?
No. They're all, I think they're universally on some system.
Oh, okay.
Where every stadium has this like big TV-looking thing, but it's not a TV. It's just, you know, basically getting all the data from the pitch. So and that is directly put on the screen now.
Not
so some places used to be juiced.
Okay. Yeah, that's what
the old Yankee Stadium used to be juiced a couple.
Yeah,
And then some places like wouldn't.
Yeah.
So it's that used to be a thing, but now it's all data. Yeah. I mean, you know, analytics is everything.
When you went to the Twins, there's stories told from those Twins teams of 2009 and 2010. The 2009 series, the Twins came to Yankee Stadium and were like, "We're fucked." When you went there, was there that vibe against the Yankees? Were you in any playoff series?
Yeah, so we went there in 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And
we were the Yankees. No, when you went to the Twins,
right?
Did you ever play against the Yankees?
Oh, yeah.
And was it like that vibe like, oh,
I don't think there was as much of a vibe because all the players were so different. The Twins have gotten a lot younger
over the last
few years.
But that old crew.
And the crew of like Kadir and Joe Nathan, Joe Mauer, you know, those guys kind of were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Twins, we kind of, you know, rallied together and were like, you know, these aren't the same Yankees.
Yeah.
We're not the same Twins.
They tried to do that again this year. It didn't work.
Yeah.
Same
exactly. Exactly. I mean, what was the wild card game where, you know, Dozier let off with a home run, Rosario hits a homer against Severino,
and
all the Yankee fans are like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Man. And then,
very scary.
You know, Didi hits that home run, and, you know, it's back to the same old Yankee domination.
Is there anything rooted with the "you up" tweet, or were you just like, "Hey, I'm kind of looking for a shtick when I'm bored and I want to see"?
I wasn't even looking for a shtick. I was just bored.
Every night?
No, not anymore. Okay. I go in streaks with it.
Yeah, okay. People like it.
Yeah,
people prep questions and shit.
They do. Yeah.
You like interacting with all that?
Sometimes. Questions are good. I like.
What's your least favorite response that like everyone does? It's not funny anymore.
No.
Just no.
When people say no,
yeah,
that's dumb.
Yeah,
you can't.
It's like, oh, I'm saying no because I'm saying I'm not up, but I obviously am.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
hilarious. Yeah. I'm gonna use that one next time.
No.
Yeah.
That's probably the worst
one. I have a community question.
Okay.
A communion question?
Community.
Okay. Then ask a communion question.
Like, I'm telling you, I've been eyeing this neighborhood too. Are there any naked people in your neighborhood?
You get a telescope, but you get a lot to look at.
I live naked. Yeah. And like,
this is a glass. With this is a glass setup, house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have shades. We have roller shades.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're good there, but
is there any community
I'm
secret
not,
we
I'm
need to
know? I'm not going
to
let you live with me though, so well, I think you're fine.
We'll talk about that off.
We were roommates in college. Yeah. He was a naked guy.
Yeah.
Just like 1 week, you'd be like, probably when he was out of clothes, to be honest.
No,
like
dude,
completely naked.
It just like you stumbled into something. So maybe I was like,
he had a foreign exchange student roommate, and
I just go through.
He probably tells America. He probably like America's fucked. Like, they're naked all the time.
I'd have just like three days a semester where it was like
not wearing clothes,
not leaving.
Those were your days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could set up a telescope here and just be real creepy.
Uh huh. If you wanted to. If that's your thing. Is that your thing?
Is that your thing?
No, I'm just thinking. Maybe like a one-day thing.
Are you into cameras? Trash cans? Did you hear all that stuff, man?
Did you see my trash can in the card lab?
Are you a trash can fiend now?
That would have made a good bang.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of all that? We don't have to talk this if you don't want to.
No, I don't care. I mean, I think there's enough evidence that it was messed up. There's not... I don't think anybody that was... Let me say this. I think a lot of teams were trying to find a sneaky way to do it. Mm-hmm. I think the Astros successfully pulled it off.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're like, were they the smartest ones to do it? Probably not. I mean, there's a huge bang coming from your dugout. Yeah. And, you know, now with video and audio, it's like.
Well, he's putting in the bangs. You haven't heard the people telling you.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it? Nice.
Yeah, I went outside. I got a Foley mic and I was just banging.
There you go.
Imagine people really think I did that. No wonder they think I'm a loser. If you really think I did that, you'd think I'm a loser. Yeah. That's fair.
I think it's extremely messed up. I had a hard enough time getting guys out when they didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, especially towards the end there. It was like, dude, I would make up a knuckleball right now if I knew how to throw one.
You ever invent stuff on the mound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just go
I started throwing, you know, two seamers randomly one day because I was like, I got nothing. And it got me a couple outs. I mean, sometimes you have to.
What's the catcher do in that situation? Like, do they
usually
give
call
you a
timeout, come out and be like, what was that?
And I'd
be like, oh, I was like, I think I got on the side of it a little bit. It was my four seamer, but I just, you know.
Throw it next pin. Did you like it?
Did you think it was good? Yeah.
Was that tough to hit?
He took a bad swing, right? He just a lot of fun.
Who's your hardest at bat? Like, he comes up and you're like.
Just Google it.
You can figure find
oh
out.
Oh, my God. Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, really?
That's a good one.
That's a good one to have.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I said that one in a video the other day. Who else? Howie Kendrick. I pulled his card. I said that one in a video. I can get him out.
Miguel Cabrera. Who's your favorite at bat?
Who's me?
Ooh. For a while there was Mike Zunino.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the strategy there?
Just fastballs right down the middle.
bully mode.
Worked against us.
Yeah. Just all fastballs right down the middle. He was like 0-for-9 with 9 strikeouts, like our first at bats. And then I had a couple arm surgeries and he got me.
My teammate, you have a Yankees guy, like you wish I could pitch to his guy.
On the Yankees?
Yeah.
Well, when I left, I struck out Gardner a few times, and he's such a shit talker that there was no better feeling than like getting him, you know. And then my first start, I don't know if it was my first start against the Yankees, but it was my first start back in Yankee Stadium for sure. I think I pitched like 8 innings, and he was the last out
of
the 8 innings, and he hit a ground ball, Mauer dove for it, and it was a foot race to first.
Between you and Gardner?
Between me and Gardner.
I'll pull this clip off.
And do it. I beat him to the bag, and I mean it was bang bang, and he does the check it.
You know? Did he slide?
He slid. I'm pretty sure he slid, and he hops right up, and you know the umpire sat down, and he hops right up. He's like, no.
Yeah, dust
wash
himself
it.
Off.
Yeah, and then they took it to review, and he was out. And
so what was the text after the game then?
It was like, suck it. But he's he's funny. He's one of my favorites still. We have good back and forth. But there was, for as much shit as he talks, there was no better feeling than striking him out a couple times.
It's so funny to watch him talk shit to Judge after he hits a home run or something.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
basically McGregor's.
Why don't you finish? I was doing the thing where he just like bangs the top of the dugout. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, come on. That's funny.
Yeah.
But and then he gets thrown out for it. That was great. Was that in Toronto? It was in Toronto he did that.
Well, he did it.
And they like won.
He did it during the Savages run. It's the first time he did it. Because he threw
But he got thrown out just for doing that.
Yeah, in Toronto. Yeah. Phil Cuzzi was ready for it.
Right. You can't be banging the dugout.
No, he got thrown out for doing it in Toronto. No, he got thrown out for yelling in Toronto, but it was actually Maben who yelled. And thought it was Gardner. Then he got thrown out again at the stadium for banging, and Phil Cuzzi came over.
Right, but can't do that, you're gone.
He started because he threw his helmet. It came back, hit him in the face, and split his lip.
Oh,
so he couldn't throw his helmet anymore.
Right.
So
I'm just going to bang the top of the dugout.
It's funny.
That's actually, I was thinking about this because he, I think it was in Cleveland, no, couldn't have been in Cleveland in 07. He wasn't there yet. There was a playoff game where he hit a line drive and broke a camera, like broke one of those big expensive camera lenses on the thing. And so I was thinking it'd be really funny if the Yankees sent him a bill for like damaging the roof of the dugout. Because they put up, like they made like a mock bill and sent him to it for breaking the camera.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was like funny. It might have been 2010 or something like
that's
that.
That's funny.
But yeah,
that's funny.
They sent him that. He's all stressed. A lot like of $50,000 lens or something stupid.
A lot of Yankee fans don't know that Gardner is like a prankster and like funny.
The biggest
because he's like he's like a hardo or like a tense guy on the field.
He's got the bald.
And a lot of the like opposing fans think he's just like some fucking like dick. Like,
well, all the guys I played with in Minnesota were like, "How's Gardner? He seems like." You know, he seems like not the best kind of a douche. And I was like, dude, he's awesome. Like, you would love this guy. But yeah, on his on-field persona,
he's a light switch guy.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, some hardo. But he's so funny.
Jake has a trivia question.
Okay.
Ooh,
for a shirt.
For what kind of shirt?
Roosevelt's RSVLTS.com/JohnBoy 20% off. Use code JohnBoy.
Content ad.
That wasn't a setup, by the way. I just tossed that one in.
You were on the Yankees.
True.
True.
Staten Island Yankees.
Who is the Yankees' all-time leader in saves? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mariano.
You get a shirt.
Thank you.
Roosevelt's. Hashtag Roosevelt's. Hashtag John.
Was that even trying to be a trick question?
No.
No.
Everyone, we've done.
I was like, God, Goose Gossage, got like a million saves somewhere else.
Everyone's a little freaked out by us.
Right. Because
we asked an Orioles guy who's so the most games obvious. Ever played.
By an Orioles.
By an Oriole. Consecutive games.
And he was like, I mean, I know.
I don't know if you're a large. But you give it to your son when he becomes a large.
Yes, he will wear this before I do. I'll tell you that. But thank
nice
you.
Nice blanket.
But thank you.
Thanks, Roosevelt.
My swaddle game is on point. I will use that for. I will use this for that.
Do we do questions for us?
Oh yeah, you can ask.
I already asked you a bunch of questions.
It's true.
During our card opening video.
Check out the card opening.
Yes. Phil's polls.
YouTube. Phil's polls. Yes.
Rate, follow, subscribe, review,
all
content,
of it.
Add Roosevelt's John Boy,
yes.
Phil,
yes.
Jake.
Sorry about the bad mics.
It happened. Sorry about the Sprinter van just moaning in the background. But it was worth it, right?
Yeah,
better than an Uber?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that thing's awesome.
That's like the coolest place I've ever been.
Good. Glad.
Yeah. Thanks,
glad
man.
I could,
thanks
for talking to me. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. Let's get some Sammies.
Oh, yeah. We'll get some sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. You got
now
it.
Now you have to cook for us.
Yes.